It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll meet some of the people who make Wisconsin unique with a sneak preview of the new TV season of Wisconsin Life.
First, the Government Accountability Board chair wrote a letter to legislative leaders earlier this week asking them to delay changes to the agency until after the statewide election scheduled for 2016.
Judge Gerald Nickel is with us now to talk about his letter and why he's asking for delays to these changes. Judge Nickel is the chair of the Government Accountability Board. Judge Nickel, thanks for joining us today.
I'm very happy to be here.
Well, what led you to write this letter to lawmakers?
Well, I was very concerned that we saw some turnover in our staff because there's been talk about changing the form of the election body from GAB to what was the old election board and the ethics board, which was gridlock. And I thought because of the fact that we're coming into this election year with the spring elections involving judges and Supreme Court justices in the state, plus we have the fall elections, which would be presidential, and the Congress and multiple other offices within the state, that it is not a good time to change the format.
Yeah, it seems like your letter had two separate concerns, whether this change should happen and then when it should happen. And let's stick with when. As you're pointing out, with these elections coming up, you also mentioned a voter ID being in place for the first time for a full year. So you're saying if these major changes are made, you'd rather see them wait until after November 2016?
That's correct, because we have the responsibility of training all the clerks and poll workers in the state of Wisconsin. There are, I believe, at least 1,852 or 53 municipalities in the state, plus multiple polling places beyond that. So you can, I think we must train close to 3,000 employees. We have to train them in the area of voter ID. We are coming into a new SCRS system that we're going to implement, which will require training. SCR meaning statewide voter registration. And then there's an anticipated changes in the campaign finance law, which was struck down in the Seventh Circuit.
But if they were to pass something like this soon, you'd have a matter of some months to get ready for the first lower turnout nonpartisan elections, maybe a dry run for these changes, time to work with that up until the major elections in November. Wouldn't that be enough time to implement these changes?
No, it would not, I don't believe. And one of the reasons it wouldn't be is because of the uncertainty of what is going to end up being the regulatory body in this area. We have already lost seven key employees from GAB. We don't have that big of a staff. We have a staff of about 38 employees to handle all of our responsibilities. And when you lose critical people, you just can't hire them off the street and bring them in and expect them to be the teachers of something they know nothing about.
Talking to Judge Gerald Nickel, chair of the Government Accountability Board, about changes likely to be tackled in the state legislature to the Government Accountability Board, maybe revamping the whole thing. And Judge Nickel, let's get into the content now. The idea here, in part, to split the Government Accountability Board into two entities. As I understand it, one would supervise elections, one would handle the government ethics side of things. Does that split worry you? Is there a case to be made for keeping it all under one unit?
Well, keeping it all under one unit, we achieve some economies just because of being able to use people on different positions with some overlap from the two different divisions. We have the ethics division and the election division right now. You wouldn't have those economies. Furthermore, as I earlier said, we're going to lose some key people, so we won't have an adequate number of trained people who are really familiar with the five different chapters of the statutes that we operate under and enforce. And so I just don't think it's a good idea to change at this time. And if we could delay it for a year and allow a representative from each of the two major parties to come on and attend our meetings to address some of their concerns, then whatever changes they're going to make, at least they'd have some observation. We've never seen them, except once in the 7 years that I've been there since GAB was first started in 2007.
GAB was started in an effort to get partisanship over elections management here in the state. And what we've heard from Republican leaders, they're saying they think there's a bias against them, against Republicans. With the John Doe investigation, they say in some of the ways elections have played out. Do you think there's something to that?
Well, obviously I have a viewpoint, but the judges are nonpartisan. We make all the final decisions on all major issues. We have oversight of the staff. We're kept completely informed almost daily by emails of its operation. And I've never seen any bias. You know, earlier in the recall elections, we had the same complaints from the Democrats when they were accusing the Republicans of putting up some phony candidates so they could have recall elections in retaliation to the Democrats. But so we're not unaccustomed to the criticism, but the criticism from the Republicans comes because we are involved in a John Doe. That John Doe, an investigation was authorized by 6 judges on the board, 5 of which were appointed by Governor Walker. And then the John Doe was further authorized by 5 different district attorneys in 5 different counties. Some Republicans, some Democrats. So it wasn't the witch hunt that they portray. It was what we had as evidence under then the existing law until the Supreme Court recently changed it about campaign finance and coordination.
You mentioned the idea of having a partisan observer, one from each party, sit in with the GAB. You'd mentioned that as a temporary measure over a year or so to make changes, but would you see that as a permanent option, too, to have a partisan representative there from each side, A, to offer input, but B, just to understand the process from the inside?
It certainly would be a good alternative, but my pitch is let's get us through this year, observe us, critique us. You know, we got criticized some, and I thought it was fairly mild criticism in the legislative audit. We've addressed those concerns. We remedied them all. They weren't major, but anyway, we are perfect. But I don't think we are biased either.
You also mentioned in your letter the idea of having a relevant legislative committee open lines of communication with the GAB. Why hasn't that happened so far?
I have no idea. You know, it's their call. We can't convene their committee, but we would welcome it. We'd welcome a discussion.
Republican legislators have said they still plan to introduce legislation to make probably substantial changes to the Government Accountability Board, even after you've sent this letter. Do you think it's inevitable that some major change is coming from the legislature?
I don't think it's necessarily inevitable. The hope that my letter and its contents and my concerns, which are real and legitimate, will give them some pause and say, you know, what difference does it make if they do it now or if we do it a year from now, whatever they're going to do. And if they're astute and looking at it critically, they really don't want to mess up these elections. And I could see where this could really happen. And it's a critical time for us. And if we lose any more staff, it's going to be more difficult for GAB to meet its responsibilities or whatever is there in terms of an agency during all these elections. And we have a lot of responsibility during elections. We have to go through on all your nomination papers and verify every signature for every person who's nominated for public office in the state of Wisconsin. And that, you know, with different offices, and the state offices, it requires quite a few signatures and a lot of time for our staff. And that's just one of our responsibilities.
Judge Nickel, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Judge Gerald Nickel, chair of the Government Accountability Board here in Wisconsin. He was with us to talk about his letter to legislative leaders asking them to delay proposed changes to the GAB until after the 2016 elections.
Coming up, we'll be looking at some highlights from the upcoming season of the Wisconsin Life television series.